And I was proud
for the FCA.
Yes.
CCFCC. I don't know what it's called.
We don't know who it is, but...
The governing bodies.
Exactly. So it is 1 o'clock. This is the end of the show. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Amy.
This is Angela.
And you just listened to We'll Put a Pin in This. If you liked the show, tune in next Tuesday at 12 in the afternoon. And then after that, I think that the schedule is changing. So, I don't know. Just listen for me.
You'll check the calendar.
You're so right.
On WFO.org to see where Amy's show is.
I was just going to tell them to, like, listen to it until they found it.
That's crazy.
Check the calendar, guys. It is there. They're going to update it. And there's a lot of other really great shows. So, tune in if you want to. Have a good day. And... Yeah.
Goodbye.
¿Por qué no supiste entender a mi corazón lo que había en él? ¿Por qué no tuviste el valor de ver quién soy? ¿Por qué no escuchas lo que está tan cerca de ti? Solo el ruido de afuera y yo, que estoy a un lado, desaparezco para ti. No voy a llorar y decir que no merezco esto, porque es probable que lo merezco, pero sé que me espera algo mejor, alguien que sepa darme amor, desde que endulza la sal y hace que salga el sol. Yo que pensé nunca me iría de ti, que es amor del bueno de toda la vida, pero hoy entendí.
Last
We're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres, from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Moving in a world of fog, always changing things, makes me wait.
and white, day and night. We go together like left and right. Oh, we go together.
We go together like give and take, pains and aches, real and fake. We go together, don't be opaque. It's clear we go together.
We belong together. We belong together. Baby, there's no use in being clever. Baby, it don't mean we stay batters and canes. We go together like lines and lambs. Oh, we go together.
We go together like Keats and Yeats, bowls and plates, days and dates.
We stay united like these old states. It's how we go together. We belong together.
we'll be right back. If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Walking through.
Sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
WMFO
on the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Christmas Twin Falls, Idaho is her oldest memory. She was only two. It's the first time she felt blue. cafeteria, Harrison Elementary, beneath a parachute, I saw her without shoes. Seven up, I touched her thumb, and she knew it was me, although she couldn't see, unless of course she peeked. My mom's good, she got me out of Twin Falls, Idaho, before I got too old. You know how that goes. That's where she still was the summer she turned 17, 1983, 3 weeks after me. Last I heard was she had twins, or maybe it was three, although I've never seen that. Don't
I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy, I've got beach tar on my feet, and I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage. A bottle of wine, and we'll laugh and toast to nothing and smash our empty glasses down. Let's have a round for these freaks and these soldiers, a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. Or maybe I'll go to Rome and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room. But let's not talk about fare-thee-wells now. The night is a starry dawn, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle of moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage.
Sounds so cool. It's been heard around the world. All sound so cool. It's been heard around the world, yeah, down in Bouquet, yeah, even down in Juarez too. And I know that there are ways to say you're down to play, even how to say that's cool. But all the hyenas and the chicas and the vatos today, who's the only word that says it true? Orale, the only word that comes to me.
To empty
drunk in the dark. Laughing aloud at the spinning stars.
Listening to WMFO in Medford.